here tonight, if I can get everyone's attention, we are doing our little round table again, and I think we're going to carry our Wednesday nights with our round table. Tonight, we had some questions and some insight about basically what's happening and what we should address. And one of the things that we came to the conclusion that we feel that it would be good to bring up tonight would be the fact that there's just so much judgment in the world. And some of us interpret this as opinions. You know, what other interpretations did we bring? Traditions. I'm going to try to keep this mic in the middle of the table. We'll try to. Yeah, we'll get that soon.
A lot of times people that...
It'll hit. We got the volume up.
The judgments are coming from people that are looking outwardly and they're formulating criticism, opinions, looking down upon what somebody else is doing type of thing, rather than focusing internally on themselves. You know, everything's outwardly focused. And then that's where the criticisms and the judgments and the opinions and the negative accusations come from.
I completely agree with what you're saying because, you know, this is where all these cliques begin to start forming. Here with us, we say there's no right, no wrong, no good or bad. So we want to try to take judgment out of our lives and not judge so much amongst each other. One of the things that was brought up was the fact that we had a holiday that just came by, Halloween. And there are people who are good people, have their sense of traditions, where some celebrate Halloween. I know I did with my girls. You know, we got dressed up and we went out and celebrated Halloween. We went with one of the pastor's family and went out there and did trick-or-treating, and it was really a fun time. But there are others who are against it because of the way Halloween was first founded. Do you know the story of Halloween and how it first founded?
I believe it came from a Druid time period where, like, the Druids, I think, were worshiping some, like, false gods, and it kind of spiraled into people thinking that witches, warlocks, demons, the devils are being worshipped during Halloween, and it's, you know,
Now we're 2016.
And, you know, you have to look at it as you're having fun with your kids in that they're getting candy, they're dressing up, acting goofy, you know. If it's not in their heart where they're actually worshiping something, it's good. You know, and I feel like I had a discussion with a couple Christian people this week about it, and they were judging Halloween, and they were taking a stance that it's wrong and that people shouldn't be doing it because they're associating it with devils and demons and all this different kinds of stuff. And basically, you know, you have to look within the heart because God judges the heart. He's not judging the outward appearance of things. And if people are just out there having innocent fun where there's no conviction for it, why put restrictions and condemnation on people for what their actions are? Like, for instance, if somebody's convicted for watching a rated R movie, okay, it doesn't mean it's a bad thing for everybody else.
And I love rated R movies.
Me too. I have no issues.
The gory, the scary ones, the gruesome ones, I love them.
But by conviction, we mean feel bad about, feel guilty about, feel ashamed.
You know, or like if you have a conviction that you're inspired to do something, that's also a conviction. But it's like, if somebody has a feeling that, okay, you know what, I can't be a part of Halloween, it doesn't make it bad for everybody else because that person's feeling bad because they can't do it, so they're wanting everybody else to feel the same way. That's why they're feeling that Halloween is bad or whatever they're wanting to do is bad. What makes it wrong is the fact that people are, that are looking up to certain people, maybe into Christianity or whatever, and they're being judged for it, it's making them feel lousy. It's making them have maybe condemnation. And then all of a sudden, their heart changes towards Halloween and they start to feel bad about it. And really, they want to do it, but now they feel guilty for doing it. You know, and that's what really kind of makes it wrong. And we need to set the example, you know, and let people live according to their heart.
Well, I agree with what you're saying, because in here, this ministry, we try to bring across there is no right, there is no wrong, there is no good, there is no bad. Even this book here called the Bible says that all things are good. It does say that not all things are edifying. So if the other person, as one who has wisdom of the truth, should be the leading example of not bringing an offense to someone else. So if you're making dinner or something, and they make dinner, and let's say you don't eat a certain type of meat or something of that nature, and they serve you dinner, basically you should just offer it up to God and say, okay, God, bless this, and he makes it all good, and then you eat it, not to bring an offense. Right. So we want to live in a way of not bringing an offense to others and not putting ourselves separated. And, you know, it becomes a really difficult situation when you have individuals that have their strong sense of direction on their heart as far as what they think is good and what they think is bad. The sad thing about it is they don't keep it to themselves. They overempower their opinion, and then they expect you to convert over to it or something. Like, well, if you don't accept Halloween, or if you don't accept Christmas, or you don't accept a certain type of food, you know, don't try to make me change my thoughts on what it is. And I think this is one of the issues that we have moving forward with the way the world is. I mean, I truly believe that God is, you know, our creator of the universe, is looking for unity. He doesn't want division amongst any of us. We really don't. And I hope and pray that, we can bring that unity with the truth that we have to people, so that we walk in peace and joy. You know, when you came to that conflict of interest, and, you know, they were pushing their views, it tends to want to steal our joy and our peace and almost make ourselves feel as if we're doing something wrong. But I want us to feel really strong about ourselves. Those that are listening, I want you to feel strong about yourself. If you feel in your heart a certain way of life, then don't waver. We in this place try to instruct that we are a tabernacle of God, and God dwells within us. And we create that dwelling place, and his voice and his will is the inspiration or unction or passion or, you know, leading of our heart. A lot of people think that our heart is ourselves, and that's, you know, how we feel, but let's take it a little bit higher. How many of those here tonight just agree with that alone? You know, we're all created as an individual. Even though we're all created equal, we're all created as an individual. And we should respect and honor one another and the way they feel. And I think if we can impart this truth with those that are listening, our listeners, and those that are here, I think we won't have these conflicts. You know, we'll just be like, oh, wonderful, you're going out celebrating, you know, Halloween, or you're out celebrating Christmas. Wonderful, have a good time, yeah. You know. Would you like to join us? No, that's okay, we made other plans. I mean, why can't we just, you know, move along, you know? Even if you go to dinner at someone's house, so let's say, you know, they are serving, you might just say, well, I'm not, you know, in the mood for that type of meal or something. And who knows? I don't know how you want to get yourself out of that one. But, you know, because I know that there are some individuals that feel as though that they have a certain diet. Maybe they have, you know, diabetes. They can't have too much starch or what have you. And I know even myself, I'd like to take more bread out of my diet. Maybe try to eliminate some of that there. And, you know.
You know, a lot of times the people who really try to control other people are ones that are really hurt and hurt by either whatever. It could be a church, could be people, but they're hurt. And
or they just want to make sure that they're right.
Self-righteousness.
So they come off with this type of argument, like, you know, well, if I could persuade this person to think like I am, then what I'm doing is right.
Yep.
Maybe they're just unsure of themselves.
And a lot of times, misery loves company, and it really does. And, you know, the more free that you get, the more you change the way you think, and the more free you get, the more you're okay with everything, the more you're worried about yourself. You really focus on yourself and make sure that you're every day growing and growing in peace and growing in joy inside yourself. And, you know, a lot of people who don't have that, a lot of people are really suffering out there. And, you know, this place is a safe place to get that truth inside of you and really help you and grow every day to be a better person, to accept things that you don't understand. You can't change the world. You can only control yourself. That's a truth. You can only control yourself. You can't control anybody or anything. And people who try to, people who lose their peace because of it, they lose their joy because they can't control you, it really affects them. But, you know, as you grow and as you become more and more free, you really are open to anything, and you're accepting of people. Everybody has faults, but you worry about yourself and you work out your own life, and you're always trying to grow and be a better person every day, and that's what we focus on here.
You know, the people that try to push their ways, their opinions, or maybe their own convictions or, you know, motives of their own heart and their leadings of their own heart, the ones that push that, I call them bullies. They're nothing but bullies, you know. They just want to bully you around. Maybe they, you know, were bullied when they were younger or something and have those personal issues that you were talking about earlier. But, you know, those that are here and our listeners, you know, I really would like to take our own personal lives and let's lift it higher. Let's show integrity and let's show love. You know, I believe when we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, by we changing the way we're thinking, and we actually dwell as the Creator. You know, we become in the image of Him, and, you know, we show that light. We show that love.
We support each other. We don't bash each other. We support each other. We mm-hmm. encourage each other. That's what we do.
Well, here we know that we're all seeking, you know, God. We're all seeking our Creator. We're all seeking the universe. And we believe in one another. And I think this is where a lot of things happen out there, where most are hurt and wounded and unsure of themselves and, you know, lost. And they don't know about the direction that they're walking. And so a lot of them tend to argue just to try to make sure that they're walking the right way. You know, it's like a lost person making sure that they're walking and they're not lost. So they'll argue. Has anyone ever come across anyone that, like, tends to argue so much? You know, the reason why they're arguing so much, and I've come to the conclusion of this, is that they're just unsure of themselves.
Right.
And because they're unsure of themselves, they're going to argue until you're blue in the face just to try to be reassured that they're okay. And so we need to have that wisdom. And so here we're giving you that wisdom. So those that are listening, our listeners, you know, if you have anybody in your life that are arguing, don't get mad at them. Just have a little more compassion, because you're now realizing that they're lost and they're just trying to reassure themselves. And if you give in and say, oh, you know what, maybe you're right, they all of a sudden feel good. Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm glad I got that right.
You know, a lot of times, a little thing we keep here is really let your peace be your guide. You know, let peace be your guide. Don't let turmoil, don't let anger, don't let bitterness guide you. Don't let that bring you out and hurt someone. Let peace be your guide. It's really a good thing to think about and live by.
Yeah, we try to keep that peace, but, you know, a lot of times we just get so frustrated. I know sometimes I want to wring somebody's neck. I want to grab them by the throat and just, because it's like they don't stop.
You know, one thing we can all say is, when you come across a person who's full of judgment or criticism, The one thing they don't have is that peace and joy, because they're always focused on everybody else or everything else, and inside their heart, it's tormenting, it's torment, it's trouble, and you're right, nobody wants to be around that. That's why we're always focused on everything inside of us. You know, what's stealing your peace and your joy and your righteousness? We need to focus on internal issues within us. And when we can do that, you'll start to see, if we can find out what troubles our heart and get rid of it, you're going to experience peace, joy, and righteousness. And I think that's the issue with the world right now, is they're so focused outwardly and they're not focusing inwardly. And when they can start to, basically, we call it repentance, changing the way you're thinking. If you can change the way you're thinking about, instead of focus on the outward, focus on the inward, you're going to experience that peace, joy, and righteousness. Because Pastor Sam was saying earlier, that's what we need to always focus on, is the peace and the joy. You know, because that's the kingdom of heaven. You know, and the kingdom of heaven is inside of everyone. And not many people are finding it out there.
Well, this is one of the things that we're building on. And based on this, our ministry, we're called to this area. This is, it's interesting, too, because, you know, there's a guy in this book called Jesus who actually is bringing the same message 2,000 years ago. But they asked him, said, what is this foreign doctrine, you know, that they're talking about? You know, last Sunday, and if our listeners can keep logging in and listening to our, you know, Sunday messages, one of the things that we were discussing is that you have to create the inside first and build the inside, because your inside is really the true life. And that inner life creates your outward life. If you don't have an inward life, you're not going to create an outward life. For instance, if you're miserable and you're just like worried and upset, it will rub off, and the atmosphere around you will stink. You'll be like pig pen, and you'll carry this nasty dust cloud, and nobody would want to be around you. But if you have a joy and you're upbeat and you have life flowing inside of you, it draws people to you. It attracts people. People want to be around you. People want to do business with you. And opportunities and doors open up. I one of the things that, you know, when I'm around individuals is I want them to have a great future. I want their future to flourish because, first of all, I have no personal gains with anyone. I just want to see people prosper, you know. And, you know, in order to get them to that place, you really need to get their inners joyful and happy, because let's say they're desiring to meet the lover of their life. They want a boyfriend or they want a girlfriend. Well, if they're coming off rough and harsh and negative, anybody that's like wants to meet them, they're going to like be like, oh my God, I'm trying to get away from this. And this, you're like a mirror image of what I just wanted to get run from. And, you know, I know, you know, quite a bit of people that are just out there just trying to find a date, just trying to find, you know, a spouse or what have you. I guess I'm at that age, you know, where everybody has gotten divorced and now they're ready for another flow in their life. Yeah, and so they're walking away from they're walking away from one situation and they want to come enter into another situation, and they're thinking that things are going to be different.
But they never fixed themselves.
They never worked inside. And, you know, and they're very opinionated. What do you think brought most of the divorce? Probably because they were so opinionated, they, you know, it just separated and divided the love. I just believe that moving forward, these are new years that we're coming to. And I hope, you know, with all the listeners that we have out there, we can begin to start making a change. And I believe this is a worldwide movement. I believe a lot of people are longing to hear this. One of the things is that we have to learn to humble ourselves. Stop pointing fingers. You know, I mean, yes, I'm annoyed at this person telling me the way it should be. But at the same time, maybe I slip And maybe I put my opinions too much on things. I don't know. You know, so we have to always look, you know, within ourselves and right. and make sure that we're in good standings and not judge at all. Right. And then at the same time, you know, maybe we can lead more people into the right direction. But one of the things about, you know, this particular holiday that just passed, Halloween, you know, I've got the same kind of rub, I would say, based on horror movies. Another individual talked to me about, you know, palm readers and whether or not I agree with them and stuff, and fortune telling, and even Chinese fortune cookies and astrology and all. You know, I say all things are good. You just don't over-consume yourself with that stuff. You know, don't like open every fortune cookie trying to find your answer and, you know, run to every fortune teller and palm reader to find some kind of destiny. You know, your direction is right here in your heart.
That's right, yeah.
Don't be scared if the woman on the boardwalk looks at you and says, "Here, take a pamphlet," you know, and she's a fortune teller or something. You know, you look at it and say, "Okay, God, turn it around." And say, "Okay, God, what are you trying to say to me? Let me see. Oh, okay. Well, if it doesn't sit right with me, throw it away." But if it sits right with you, say, "Wow, you know what? That might be a true word from the Lord," because there are false prophets. They're even in the church. They're even in religion. There's prophets that run around saying, "Let me give you a word. Yep. You know, let me speak into your life. I feel like, you know, the God is saying." And I hope that there's a lot of Christian people that are listening to us right now, because I just feel strongly that, you know, for one, you're probably having that same problem Tim went through as far as Halloween. And it's good. You know, Halloween, there's nothing wrong with Halloween. We had a great time in Halloween. The kids get dressed up. Hey, kids, did you have a good time?
Yes.
Yeah, they said yes. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with getting dressed up, running around
that
like
goofy.
Yeah, get candy. That's what it's all about. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with seeing Fright Night, you know, and getting yourself all worked up and scary with some scary movies and all, you know. And if you have some bad dreams, I'm sorry that you're in that realm of fright.
Because you're
fear. Get this truth, and you'll laugh about this stuff. But, you know, there are some people that get scared and all, but, you know, and those there, you just want to comfort and hold tight to on those areas. But, you know, it does speaks about traditions and stuff like that. And we have more holidays that are coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I know with our own family, and we just choose not to do it, is Christmas. You know, we haven't done Christmas since my firstborn, which was, she's 14 now, right? Yeah, she's 14 years. So we haven't done Christmas for 14 years. And we feel really good about it. You know, the first year or two, it was kind of strange because, you know, it was like, well, you know, everybody's waking up opening presents and we're kind of, but you know what? It feels really good. We're not
You're free.
Putting ourselves in debt, you know, and we choose to have Christmas all year round. So whatever we need to have or whatever, we don't say, well, if you want a bike, you have to wait till Christmas to get that bike. We find a way to go get that bike now, you know? And so, you know, this is my direction on my heart. It's not saying that it's a tradition or a law for all of our listeners to follow. You know, enjoy Christmas. Go out and buy a lot of gifts for your friends and loved ones and family and all. Enjoy yourself.
Hanukkah. I mean, it's
yeah, enjoy Hanukkah, you know.
12 gifts.
one of the things that I love about oh, we have someone who does Hanukkah is telling us that's not how it works. But okay. All right, well, yeah, right, exactly right. The point of the holiday is family. So, moving forward in this particular area, one of the things that, you know, we as a ministry that God has put together, this creator of the universe has put us together as a group. We're still trying to, you know, we're not a church, but we're a church. You know, we're still trying to identify ourselves here. But at the same time, we're a group who is in love with God, which we call the universe or our creator. We have a fire burning inside. We're spiritualist people that understand that there is an eternal life. This life dwells inside of us, and it's God's life, and that there's a kingdom to build and or a place, you know, which is built on three major factors, and that's having a clean conscience. You know, you haven't done anything wrong. You know, they're all learning curves, you know, and to forgive if there's any problems of unforgiveness in your heart with yourself or others. And then you have another element that is joy, maintaining joy, and another element, which is peace. And these factors that we build on create a habitation of life. And that habitation grows and builds your future. And, you know, it's a mystery. It's an ancient mystery. It goes before the foundations of this world. And we were imparted with this mystery, and we want to bring this mystery to the world, because we believe if the world has a good foundation in this truth, that their life will prosper. Their hopes and dreams will manifest right before their eyes. And, you know, and that's what we want. We want everyone to come into the promised land, so to say. We want everybody to come into this future. And, you know, based on that, we don't want to have anybody surrender their traditions or their nationalities or cultures. You know, if you're, we said this, I don't know what Sunday it was, but if you're Jewish and you have the Jewish traditions of Judaism, you know, don't change. Don't alter yourself and become a Christian, you know. And if you're a Christian, don't alter yourself and become, you know, whatever, you know, a Jew. Or if you're a Muslim out there, be a Muslim and continue with your traditions and your cultures and your food, the way you eat, you know. Do what you do. You know, live the way you live. If you like the color black, wear black. If you don't like the color black, don't wear black. If you want your hair to grow long, let it grow long. If you want to shave your head, shave your head. But don't shave your head because this group told you to shave your head, you know? Or if that's what you like, that's what you like. The fact and the major point is within. The life within.
Based on that, you know, we're all looking for direction, every one of us. We want to make sure we're right, and we want to make sure we're following that hope that's inside of us, the hopes, the dreams, the passions that are inside of us. And there's a lot of voices going on in there. There's a lot of voices saying it'll never work, you can never do this, it'll never happen. And all we do here is we try to quiet those voices that are lying to you, and try to just believe along the side of you, your dreams and your passions, and try to, everything we do is just to try to keep you moving forward on that path and to make sure that you feel like you're making the right decisions in everything you do, because those lies will keep telling you, which are just fear, worry, and anxiety over everything, and those voices sometimes could be louder than the peace within you. And that's what we do. We just try to focus you on the path and keep you on that hope and keep you on that passion, because that's where you find your energy. That's where you find your, that's why you find your hopes and your dreams. So that's what we do here. It makes it pretty simple.
Well, I personally think that a lot of individuals' issues and problems comes down to a root. And that root is fear. They're afraid.
Yep.
And they're afraid of being wrong. They're afraid of not doing the right thing. They're just afraid. And, you know, one of
the, they did it so many times and were wrong so many times in the past, they don't want to keep doing it, because if you keep following that path of fear and worry, you keep hitting wall after wall. You just get discouraged. You don't want to keep taking that path anymore, so you're scared to even take a step, because you keep getting hurt. You keep hitting wall. So you kind of like give up, and you say, you know what, I quit. I'm not going to try anymore. And that's the worst thing you can do.
Well, yeah, through life with no guidance, which the whole world is kind of a victim. And, and when you come across failure, I mean, it makes it really hard to try to pick yourself up and try to fail again, because basically that's what we're doing, you know. Well, let's go and let's try to fail again, because there's no guarantee of success.
That's right.
But, you know, if you know in your heart that it's okay to fail and stop being afraid,
that's right,
then life can be a lot more enjoyable. And, you know, we try to bring across this perfect love and put all our hopes and trust into our creator, our universe. Most of us don't know where the creator of the universe is. Right. This is why we're trying to direct people to their heart. How do you feel? What is beating inside of you? What is inside telling you what to do? What gets you excited? And this is why Tim was trying to say earlier that, you know, with these opinionated people, because Jesus said the same thing to Peter, who he loved. There's a guy in this book, too. You know, this Bible here. And he says, he even called him Satan. He says, Satan, you know, get behind me. You don't have the mind of God, because he wanted to go in one direction. And this guy, Peter, wanted to tell him not to. And he was following the voice in his heart. He was following God. And he actually scolded the dude and said, get behind me, you evil thing. Basically called him Satan. That's an evil guy, you know. And said, get behind me. You know, you don't have the mind of God. That in itself should be a big indicator that this heart that we have that tells us to go left, right, stop, go, is the leading of our life. And so if we can give our listeners out there a reason to surrender their life to God, this is what we're trying to tell them. Not become born again, come to the altar and, you know, confess all your sins or whatever. To give yourself to God by hearkening and listening to this still small voice, this direction on our heart, so that we can guide you and direct you properly by God leading and guiding you properly.
Your peace and joy.
Exactly right. And then by doing this, it is establishing what we call a perfect love.
Yep, that's right.
And this perfect love begins to cast out your fears.
Right.
I know this for a fact, because I've done many things and I've failed many times. But I don't look at them as failings. I look at them as leadings. Because every time I was led by this voice that I didn't even know. Then I found out it was God the whole time, and I was like, oh, I fell instantly in love. But, you know, through those leadings, you don't look at the failure, but you look at the education. You know, you have to look at the good things that happened. The failure, there isn't no failure.
Mm-mm.
You know, you created the failure.
It's your footsteps being moved. You know, I'd just like to say this. The whole entire world is asking, what is my purpose here?
Right.
Mm-hmm. This move, this truth that we stand for, we all know what our purpose is. You know, and if you don't have a relationship...
Let me interrupt for a second. We know our purpose,
yeah,
but we don't know our purpose.
Right.
We trust in the purposer.
Right.
The one who's giving us the purpose.
Because he's given us peace.
Because he's given
every
us...
step.
Exactly, and he ordains every step, so you never make a mistake. No matter if you think you made a mistake, you didn't make a mistake, because there's always the next step to take in faith. So what I was going to say was, everyone out there that doesn't have a relationship with God, there's why questions. What? Why this? Why that? Why this? And they don't have an understanding of what their purpose in life is. And if you would turn to this truth that we're speaking tonight, I guarantee, without a shadow of a doubt, God will reveal his purpose in your heart. Because that's where the truth is. The truth is within you, and there's a witness that's within you called the Holy Spirit that will reveal all things to your heart. And you will have this thing that says, okay, you know what? This is good. I got to do this. And you'll have a peace and a joy that follows it. And that's the truth. And the whole world out there is longing to know this and to experience this, but they don't know where to turn. And that's why God is raising up this time and this hour, this place, this truth, so that the whole world can understand who he is in their heart and what their purpose is in this life. You know, that's why we're here. That's why we get together on a Wednesday and we get together on a Sunday. It's not to have just a party. It's to get this movement of truth out to every single person that is searching and longing for the purpose of their life. And it's the purpose is to have a relationship with God so that they can have peace, joy, and righteousness.
And so you got to get everybody that you know together and make it a party. Invite your friends over on Wednesday nights and turn us on. Hey, drink a couple of beers or have some sodas or whatever you want to do. Because we're not judging you. We just want you to follow.
Just tune in.
Yeah, just tune in and follow what's happening with your heart. But, you know, one of the things that our Creator says is that my children suffer and they even are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge or a lack of vision. And we're giving you this knowledge. And you might just say, well, what makes you guys, you know, have the answers, and why doesn't everybody else have the answers? Well, for one, I have a testimony that backs a lot of this up. And some of you might know my testimony, some of you might not know my testimony, but I'll just quickly say I was abducted by our universe, our Creator, was taken into that spiritual place for 3 earthly days, and within that 3 earthly days, I met our Creator, and I met a lot of those that have moved on. One of them was Jesus in this Holy Bible here. And the last words he said was, go back and tell them about my Father. I now realize what he meant, you know, when he says, my Father dwells inside of each and every one of us. And we're bringing this mystery. And then I met these other pastors, and there's another one too. And the fire was imparted. And that fire is burning with truth. And they're here to be witnesses of what is being told and to support what is being told. And so we're not leading you down a dark path. We're leading you down a light path.
That we already walked down. That's why we know it's right.
That we already walked down.
This truth that we speak has been tried and tested and proven, and it's right. See, it won't be truth unless it's tried and tested. You know, some people call it philosophy. Philosophy's never proven or tested. That's why it's a philosophy. But what we're speaking tonight is actual truth, because we've been tried, tested, and it's proven, and we can stand on it, and we have testimonies that back up everything that we say.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we also know, yes, would we like to convince you? Yes, we would love to see you come to this truth, but to be honest with you, we already know that we're here to just lead you. We can't make you drink. We can't make you eat. It's a shame if you don't. But we do know that our Creator only opens up the eyes of who he wants to open up to see this truth. I'm grateful that my eyes are opened up. I know Tim over here, he's grateful that his eyes are opened up. Sam, his eyes are opened up. And also others that are around us, their eyes are opened up. We're very grateful because we have been able to see the truth, and this truth actually set us free because we applied the truth to our own hearts. So like Tim said, we're testimonies of this truth. It's been tried and tested, and you know, we have joy. I mean, do I have troubles? Do I have problems? Yes. But at the same time, I have strength to get through them, and I also have joy that encamps around it and works things out. And I will testify the fact that the quicker you obtain a foundation of joy and peace, God bails you out of your troubles quick.
Yeah, that's right.
So the more you build on this truth, the more you have a foundation of peace and joy, the more you're able to surrender your issues and problems, the resolution of solving these problems are like overnight, within minutes sometimes. You know, it depends on how great they are. But I just know, just not too long ago, before we even opened tonight with this message, there was an issue that came in, and I knew it was an attack, you know, being tried and tested. And, you know, I just, you know, gave it to God, and he opened my eyes and gave me wisdom, and I act upon it. And before you know it, the problem was resolved within, you know, 15 minutes. And, you know, great joy came in my heart and, you know, gave me a clear head to move forward with my life, so to say. And so to say, has it been tried and tested? Yes, it has. Mm-hmm. And the only thing that we can do is to, you know, keep sharing our testimonies, keep sharing, you know, this message, and hope with the bottom of our heart that you would believe us and apply on what we are saying. Because the only way that you're going to find, I want to call it salvation, prosperity, how about your future or your life? The only way that this is going to take place is if you apply it. You can't judge what we're saying and not even apply it to see if it's true.
You know, one of the greatest gifts you could ever have in the world is being able to change the way you think. Not being stuck in the same pattern to put you in turmoil, takes your peace, takes your joy. That's the greatest gift you could ever have, is being able to change the way you think. And there's nothing greater than that. You know, there was this real quick story. There was this man who built the first rocket that went into space, and he had built 1,000 rockets that didn't work. And they came to interview him when he finally built the one that worked. And they said, you know, over 1,000 rockets you built, and they all failed. How did you not get discouraged? How did you not give up? He said, listen, every one of those rockets you think was a failure was one step closer to success. Mm-hmm. You think failure? I said it was success. And every one of those brought me closer to the finished product that actually worked. So those 1,000 rockets were necessary for me to get to that place. You might have quit, but he didn't. See, it's all about the way you think. And that's the greatest gift, is having the ability to change the way you think. There's nothing greater in the whole world than having that ability. And that's a gift.
You know, not only changing the way you're thinking, but always look on the positive side, right? Where if you put your heart in trying to find our Creator, to find our God who is in the universe, to find this power, and you set your heart to it, you're actually creating a substance called faith.
Correct.
And in that, it's building a power of positive hope. And through that positive hope, It's turning all things around for the good.
It's exciting you. It's getting you.
Yeah. And so if you can keep that notion and change your thought pattern so that you can focus on really faith, you know, then this will alter. It will alter your life. Yeah. People need to understand that there is a power that doesn't exist in the realm of carnality.
The natural, what you see with your eyes.
Yeah. And this power exists and it's real. We know this power. And we're trying to convey it over to others. Now, for me to get you all caught up in spiritual darkness and demons and destroying your life, and then you got the good side of light and the positive realms of forces and angels and all that, you know, working on you and, you know, fighting against you. Why should I get involved in all that? All it's doing is puffing up knowledge and giving you persuasive words and all this other stuff. When I could just give you the simplicity of maintaining this power and having you develop a substance called faith without even knowing it, by changing the way you're thinking and looking at things on your cup is half full rather than half empty, and bring you to a more positive personality, then I'm accomplishing all the deeper stuff that really you don't need to know.
That's right.
If you want to know, I'll sit down and talk to you about it and all that other stuff. But why don't we just hold on to the simple stuff? I remember one time this person used to tend to argue with me in areas and almost get to the point where they had to get like a clear understanding before they got the approval to do it. I hope and pray that that's not your case out there, those that are listening, you know, to where, you know, you need a clear understanding before you actually do what you're asked to do. I would say, why don't you just believe me and just do it? And why do I have to give you all this explanation and all this other stuff before you completely understand and say, oh, okay, now I'll do it. You know, now I understand why you want me to do it, and so I'll go ahead and do it. It's like, you know, let's forget about all that effort and energy and just, you know, believe what we're saying and apply what we're saying and make things go easy for your life. Mm-hmm. I would say, you know, if you had somebody that already knew how to create the wheel, and the wheel's already created, and it spins real good, and it rolls down the road real good.
Get a car drive, man.
Would you want to try to recreate the wheel? I said, why would you want to try to go and try to recreate the wheel? You don't understand the mechanics of the way the wheel.
The car works. Same thing.
Exactly right. But, you know, it just, you trust in it and you go.
I just wanted to leave you with this. You know, Pastor Jim was always saying that there's forces at work. There's light and there's darkness. And we're always harping on you about changing the way you're thinking. The reason why is, we see it all the time when we start to tend to lean towards the dark side where maybe it's stealing our joy and our peace, and we start to change the way we're thinking, we come out of it, we see instant results because, you know, we say heaven works on your behalf. Well, it does. There's something deep within you that starts to work on your behalf, and you start to feel positive. You start to feel energy. You start to feel revitalized again because you're coming out of one sector into another sector. And that's why we continue to always tell you, look, repent. Change the way you're thinking, because the sooner you can do that, the sooner you're going to see positive results.
And you know what? We're all going to leave with something. I'm going to leave with this. If your life is good right now and you don't need to change a thing, exactly right. Don't listen to us. Just, you know, have a good time. I guarantee you'll be back. But those that, you know, are looking for a change and really want, you know, have been fighting and it seems like they're fighting in a paper bag and they can't get out. And they're pretty much at the point of frustration and they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, then this is a good opportunity to log on, listen, really like go back into our archives. We have an awesome person who keeps the website going and all, and we'll give honor where honor is due. Her name is Rachel and Jim Franklin, who, you know, is a part of this ministry. And, you know, they work really hard to make sure that these messages are on there and that you can get access to them. And if you want to download them, I think they're as little as, 99 cents? I mean, come on. And then this way you have them where you can go and put them in your car and drive around and listen to them. But these are tools, you know, and we're building a kingdom. And you need tools. You can't do it without the tools. And so I'm going to leave you with that one. If you're sick and tired and you want to change, then maybe you should give us a try.
Real quick, just be honest with yourself. Be honest with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. If you don't have peace, if you don't have joy, if you're sick of all the confusion in your mind, give this place a chance. We've all been there. We're telling you this because we've all been there. We've all been sick and tired. We've all been confused. Everyone sitting here has been confused. Everyone sitting here wasn't honest with themselves. But as soon as you're honest with yourself, as soon as you believe you're worthy of better, as soon as you believe you're worthy, there's something inside you that's not your mundane, everyday existence of the same thing over and over again. Listen, just be honest with yourself. That's all I'm asking. Just tell yourself the truth. And if you tell yourself the truth, you're going to realize that this place right here is going to help you. It's going to find that path of you and peace inside of you and the joy you've never, ever experienced in your life. I guarantee it.
So we're going to close tonight. I want to thank all of those that are here tonight. Those that are listening, I want to thank you. And be blessed with that. And And yeah, and if you like, you can come out. Yeah, I'm gonna give this to Tim, and he'll give us the details.
We just want to say we hope to see everybody this Sunday. Our worship service starts at 10 o'clock, where we have musicians up here that you just come in and you can feel tranquil, feel peace. Just listen to the music and listen to the words. Just
play upon your heart and bring you into a peace and a joy. And then at 11 o'clock, we do have a message that we want to get out to the whole entire world. So please log on. If you're not going to be able to make it, to www.glorytothenations.org. And you can also listen to us on live stream live during the service. So hope to see everybody out this Sunday. If not, log in again Wednesday night, 7:30. We have the Q&A and we have this roundtable. So be blessed.
Amen.
Amen.